This is Calm. My name is Troy Kennedy. Episode number one is here. Our topic today is King Kong. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Peter Jackson's remake of King Kong is a strong epic, true to the spirit of the 1933 original, with a star-studded cast and impressive array of visual effects, but narrative is unchanged from the 1930 film. With the exception of visuals, effects, and a longer runtime, there is nothing new to add to its myth. The main vehicle for the ruling ape looks as if it has been recreated from its original source material. It's a pleasantly silly monster movie, but if you can put aside how much you misunderstand the character King Kong, you'll have fun with the giant spider, crab whose legs are dressed up as a tree. Like Godzilla before him, Kong could jump and skillfully avoid Godzilla's nuclear breath and stun Warbat before ramming him into himself. This put him at a disadvantage when Godzilla began to drown him, as the monkey was only fighting to get into the air so Godzilla could drag him back. In the 1933 and 2005 films, King Kong was shot by an airplane and plunged to his death from a skyscraper, particularly the Empire State Building. In both cases he lived in the sky for a short time, but his heart failed and he died in Son of Kong. Here Kong died of a heart attack at the end of the first film during his final battle with Godzilla. Instead of Skull Island, the Toho version of Kong is based on Faro Island with King Kong and Godzilla. In the 1976 film Kong, Skull Island, he is recalculated and scaled back while in New York, but is re-calmed after his bed rest in front of Skull Island. When Jackson finally shot King Kong, all that changed, and the film became Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah because of the way Kong was used. One of the most memorable parts of this film, which was adapted into the 2005 version of King Kong, is a set piece. In this film, King Kong himself is a brutal, evil beast personified by the dark and mysterious East, ready to destroy you. A monster that spreads it in the middle of the jungle in front of a large crowd is not to be found in any film. A year later, in 1962, Cooper found out that RKO had licensed the character from the Japanese Toho studio for a film project called King Kong vs. Godzilla. The jungle animal combined with Selznick's title suggestion, and they sent a message to Cooper suggesting the title Kong, King of the Beasts. The characters appeared in a number of films in the film, which premiered just over 2 months later and grossed more than $1.2 billion worldwide. Although they have majority rights, they do not have the full name and character of King Kong, and their official biography tells the story of how Kong became king. In the original film, the character's name is referred to as King Kong, King of the Beasts, or Kong, the Beast of Skull Island, but it is the name given to him by the island on which he lives, Skull Islands. The species has lived on Skull Island for millions of years, but in 1973, after the Skull Crawlers killed Kong's parents, Kong was the only known surviving member of his species. In the film, the great ape takes his last stand against one of the World Trade Center towers, Kong, the Beast of Skull Island, starring Jessica Lange as Kong. When Nathan realizes that Kong cannot survive the cold, he suggests to Kong that the rest of his species might be down there. This continues until a sedated King Kong is chained to a boat and taken to Antarctica and then back to the World Trade Center towers. King Kong is an iconic part of cinema history, and the catchy monkey has inspired other great movie monsters. King Kong is one of the most popular films of all time and the second biggest grossing film in the United States. 10 years later, Dino De Laurentiis was granted permission by Universal to make a sequel, King Kong, The Living King of Kong. Since then, there have been many interpretations of the iconic monster, including the one we saw with Kong in Skull Island. King Kong has been around since 1933, and the figure was licensed from Toho Studio in Japan. Toho shot the film in the Ebra Horror Deep and continued production, replacing King Kong with Godzilla at the last minute. So here's Jackson, in the midst of producing horrors, and he's having trouble directing his next film. Despite the Jackson remake of King Kong, Kong has never been without a knighthood or notoriety, but that doesn't make him anything more than a monster in itself. It has to do with the influence he now has, like the Lord of the Rings franchise, due to the success of that franchise and the popularity of his remake. Thank you all for joining us again on Kong, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.